Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Furnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. A public call for the militia to change course. On this day, May 2nd in the year 1861, the editorial of the Barbadian newspaper discussed the subject of the militia, which at the time was topical. The editor received no penny for his thoughts on the matter, but expressed them anyway. Quote, "What a waste of time, labor, and words has every attempt to organize, or rather reorganize, a militia in this island hitherto proved," end quote. That was his summation on the topic. Clearly, based on the words of the editor, there was an ongoing discussion not only on the structure of the militia, but also its ineffectiveness, which impacted its importance to Barbados, especially as it related to the, quote, "military protection of the country when Her Majesty's troops are withdrawn," end quote. The editor therefore decided to tackle the matter head on. First, he chided the gentlemen of the colony for just pretending to be military men and parading in fine uniforms. Instead, he said, quote, "They must spend more time in their studies, ransacking their brains for such an amount of common sense and practical wisdom as may enable them to mature some wise and judicious plans," end quote. Ouch. The editor obviously had no confidence in the militia as a serious organization. This editor also noted that the ineptness of the militia did not cover the military force as a whole, but made the point that the yeomanry cavalry was, in his words, quote-unquote, a popular body, and that this unit performed well. He made a reference to their service as a backup to the police force, especially in times of civil unrest. In addition, he also pointed out that the cavalry was important on ceremonial occasions when a military escort was needed for the governor or visiting dignitaries. The editor then turned his attention to the artillery and rifle service of the militia that was based in Bridgetown. On this detachment, he felt that he saw no reason why it was not as popular as the cavalry, considering that it had the potential to provide positive pursuits for the young men of Bridgetown. The editorial further insisted that the voluntary nature of the militia should be maintained and that the government should provide the necessary legal framework to manage the militia and provide the arms, ammunition, and uniforms for its members. To support the militia, the editorial also suggested that payment be established for the militia in each parish, formed based on the example of the English militia. This parish militia would be trained regularly to the extent that its members would become professional soldiers, and like the English militia, would be available to counter both internal and external threats. The combination of the volunteer and paid militia would not be a great financial burden to the country, and the monies for their maintenance could be acquired by imposing a property tax on the citizens of Barbados. This discussion on the cost and basis for a permanent military force in Barbados continued, and 118 years later in 1979, Barbadians debated the country's need for a defense force. This discussion even spawned that great Calypso Boots, performed by the mighty Gabby. In that same year, the Barbados Defense Force was established, and with its volunteer arm, the Barbados Regiment, the force continues to provide yeoman service to the citizens of Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.